Elu shnei deris. That means Rashi says shnei deris means shonim shepreskum yodim shastra dosi. These are the years that are paskin, how long you're supposed to live when you're born. Now, zocho mashlimim loy. If you do schusim, you'll be zocho to live that long. Loy zocho person loy. If you don't do good, they'll take it away. So, Rashi says zocho, yeah, that's the first mandiyama. Mashlimim loy just means you'll live the amount of life. So that's the one shot, like it says in the Torah, mashma, I won't add on more years. You'll only live out the life you're supposed to. Divrei Rav Akiva, that's Rav Akiva shita. Say no. Zocho moisifim loy. If you zoicha, if you do mitzvahs, will be moisifim loy. Will add on more years to your life, like Yeshayahu holds. So according to Chachamim, it's not a stira from the Torah. When Moshe Rabbeinu said as mispi amecha malei, he meant to say that if you zoicha, will add on years to you, to your life, like Yeshayahu said. Loy zocha, a person does not zoicha, does averus. Is person like because of the averus or more, they take away your life, make a shorter life. Omulah Rabbi Kiva, Harei Yemei the Pesuk says, "V'yosafti al yomecha chamesh esrei shana." I Yeshayahu said, "I'll add on 15 years, so mashmi could add on." Avalehem mishaloi hasifuloi. He added on from his own years, and he took away from his own years to give away. Shrashi mishaloi hasifuloi. Elashem etchilo yiraitz and lifkos mishonav. First, they wanted to take away from his life. So he added on 15 to his original span of life. Now, they didn't really add on more years. Just that they wanted to take away his life. That's why he got it back his 15 years that he was supposed to have. That's what it means. Chamesh Yisrael Shana Omaleh Mishaloy Yisifaloy. It was his own years that they gave him back. Teda is a proof. Sherei Novi Oymed Umisnabe. The Novi said like this. Hinei Ben Noelud Lebeis David. Yishayahu Shemoi. There'll be a son born to Beis Dov, and there'll be Yishayahu. V'adayin lo nolad Menashe, and Menashe wasn't born yet. Rashi Shirei Novi Nisnabe, V'yimei Yerovam, Shonim Harbe Koidim, Hinei Ben Nolad Beis Dov, Yishayahu Shemoi. V'shas Cholov, Shachizkiyo, when Yechiyahu was sick, Hadayin lo nolad Menashe wasn't born yet. Shememenu Yotzi Yishayahu, Heviyoyme V'shas Chol Yogozu Lifches Mishonov, V'shazocho Neshlimoloi. Smashmo, that when he got sick, there was Xavier should die early. Later, when he got well, Masifim just means they gave him back his original life, how long he was supposed to live. But not that they added on more years than he was supposed to live. Because when a person is born, they tell you there's in Shemayim, they know how long he's supposed to live. So Yeshayahu was supposed to live a certain amount. Then he got sick, they're supposed to kill him earlier, 15 years earlier. Then Machmas Aschus, he was able to live another 15 years. But not a new 15 years. Just he got back his original 15 years. That's what the Kiva Shita. That you only live what you're supposed to, you can't get more life. For Rabbanu, what do Rabbanu do? Miksiv mechizkiyo lebeis dovid ksiv. To say from mechizkiyo lebeis dovid. In mechizkiyo nil, in meinshe achrini. Could even be he was born from mechizkiyo. Or else it could be meinshe achrini. Doesn't have to mean it came from mechizkiyo only. Yeah. Right. Now the Mishnah says Ishtoi Shemesa. It says all the halach is, but if your wife dies, then the sister is muta to you. So Gemara says, Ishtoi Shemesa or Yivimta Shemesa. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef Kan Shona Rebbe. Here Rebbe learned that Mishnah Shena Tzricha. Really, our Mishnah is a Mishnah Shena Tzricha. We do not need our Mishnah. And Rashi explains the Zil Kori Bei Rav. Like, we don't need the Mishnah. It's Poshet, read the Chumash. In the Pasuk it says, you're not allowed to marry your wife's sister. Bechayeh calls the man, your wife is alive. Mashma pshita, that when your wife dies, then you are mutter to marry your wife's sister. So you don't really need the Mishnah. It's pshita, just read the Pasuk, and you know it from the Pasuk. Now, Tosfos says, the Kashan Mashi, that there are a lot of times the Mishnah brings down halachas that it says in the Pasuk openly. So what's such a kasha over here? So Taisa says that the pshat is that Yevimta is a kasha. Like once the Mishnah already said by your own wife that when she dies you're allowed to marry your sister, pshita the same halach applies by Yevimta, that when she dies, then you're allowed to marry her sister. So why does the Mishnah have to repeat itself by Yevimta? That's called the extra Mishnah. Alright, Hadron Alecho Hacheretz. Alright, we'll stop here. Yom by the fifth parak here. Daf Nun Omer Aleph. Daf Nun. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Gamliel says, Ein get acha get. If you give a get by Yevomo, and you give a second one a get, it means nothing. So he's saying a chiddush like this. Let's say your brother had two wives, and your brother dies, so the mitzvah is Yibam now. So we know, midiraisa, the mitzvah is to be miyabim, to make beer with one of them, or else give one chalitza. That's midiraisa. Midirabonin, there's such a thing, if you give one of them get, so midirabonin, it's like you started to give chalitza, and it means something that you're also to marry her kroivim. It's as if you gave a chalitza, midirabonin, that she was like your relative, you can't marry any one of her relatives. So now, Rabbi Gamliel says, "Ein get acha get." If you give a get to the first yivama, and then you go and give a second get, the second one means nothing. Like a manashach, the first one did something. That's it. There's nothing left for the second one to do. Like Rashi says, set the first for the second one. "Ein get acha get." Means shtei yivamos liyodam echad, me'ach echad. Your brother had two wives, and he died. Now the one yivam that's alive, the one brother that's alive. V'nosan get lezu, v'get lezu. He gave a get to the first one, and then he gave a get to the second one. So Lachar is when Gamliel holds, Einoi osa b'kroi v'shniya. He is not osa to the relatives of the second one. Why? Because the get is not a get the second one. Dikam mahani, if the first get helps like midrabonin, hopoka zika de tavayu. Midrabonin, we look as if there's no more zika. Like midrabonin, we look as if when you gave a get to the first one, it's like you gave a chalitza. So there's no more zika to the second one, it means nothing to get. Vebikamagarish nochris, it's like you're giving a get to a stranger, which means nothing. Vikam aloyahani, lemitchi, if the first one does not help, the get like midrabonin, a get means nothing, is basranam aloyahani, the second one also means nothing. Vihilkach lav gerushosahi, therefore the second one is not called like your gerusha. And therefore you're allowed to marry her sister, her mother, she wasn't your wife. So Rashi says, V'chein shnei yivom min liyivom achas. It'll be the same case if there are two brothers alive, and only the brother that died only had one wife. But there are two brothers alive now. V'nosan zeget, v'zeget. At first the first brother gave her a get, and then the second brother gave her a get. It is achronein eklum. The second brother that gave the second get means nothing. It's as if he did nothing. And that's the chiddush u'muta v'kroi v'seho, that he's allowed to marry now her sister kroivim. For the time of the precious, like we just said, from Gamliel holds that there's a din of ein get acha get. Means when you give one get, that's it. Midrabonin, he's masupik if a get is kreiner or not. But if it is, it's like you gave chalitza. So when you give chalitza to one, you're finished. Giving chalitza to the second one means nothing. Here also, you give a get to the second one, it means nothing. The same thing. Midrabonin, there's such a thing, you can make maimer. Maimer we always had is you make kedushin. Instead of making yibum, instead of making beer with your brother's wife after your brother died, the mitzvah yibum, instead of making beer, you make a kedushin. Midiraisa, when you give her the kesef of kedushin, it means nothing. Midiraisa, there's no kedushin by your brother's wife. Either you meyabim her, you have beer, or else it's nothing. Midirabonin, though, there's such a thing as making kedushin first. So if you make kedushin with one, and then you make kedushin with the second one, again, in the case where your brother had two wives, and your brother died, so the second kedushin means nothing. That you made maimon with the second one means nothing. And therefore you're allowed to marry her sister, her mother, you have no relationship with her. The same svara, if the first maimon is kindness, considered like you made a beer with her midrabonin, so the second one is not a zikr anymore, there's no din kedushin at all with the second one. And our Mishnah goes now according to Rabbi Akiva Shita, that Rabbi Akiva holds, by chayvi lavin, kedushin is not tofas. So therefore, if you give one maimer, some of the rabbanon, it's like that's the one that you miyabim, and the second one now is a la below yivna. The second one you're not allowed to marry. So therefore, if you make a maimer with the second one, it's like a chay v'lavin, and the kedushin is not chal. Therefore, the second maimer is not chal at all. That's from Gamliel Shita. Vaita v'loy bilo acha bilo. The same thing. If you make beer with one, you miyabim one, you makayim the mitzvah. Now the second one is a lab of Loyivna, the second one. You can't live with the second one. If your brother had two wives and you're miyabim one of them, so you did the mitzvah. The second tzora is a lab of Loyivna. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Kiva Shita. Rabbi Kiva holds by chayv, lab, and kedushin is not chal. So Therefore, if you make a bia now with the second one, it's mamish nothing. She's a chayv ilavim to you, kedushin is that chal. Now, the last thing is, v'loy chalit tzach ha-chalitza. That's pshita. Like again, when your brother had two wives, and your brother died, and you gave the first wife chalitza. So midirais, it's very good. You gave the chalitza, you stopped the whole zika. There's no more relationships here. They're both out, they have nothing to do with you anymore. Now when you go and give the second one chalitza, it means nothing. She's not a yavamer anymore. It's not called a chalitza. The isha is not called a relative of yours. You're allowed to marry her sister. She's allowed to marry a kohen. The second chalitza means nothing. That's called v'lei chalitza ka chalitza. This is Rabbi Gamliel shita. Like Rashi was mazbul seen the Gemara. Rabbi Gamliel holds a monashach. Either first get, either it's koina, and therefore the second ones mean nothing. Whereas the first one is not koina, the second one is also not koina. Same thing by the maimer. The Mishnah says though, the chacham maimrim, the chacham argue and say no. The chacham maimrim yesh get acha get. Chacham say no. If you give a get to the first yivama, and then you give a get to the second one, both of them mean something. And the svara is pshita, because we're saying now when you give a get to the first yivama, midiraisa get means nothing. What does a get going to do with yibam? Midiraisa, you have to give the chalitza. So you only gave her a get. Some of the rabbanon is called something, but the second wife, the second your brother's second wife, is still zakat to you. There's still a zikat yibam. You didn't take off the zika. Get means nothing. So therefore, if you give a get to the second one, since there's still zika there, the get to the second one also means something. Therefore, v'chom moimrim yeish get acha get. If you give a get to the first yivama, and then you give a get to the second yivama, like both gets mean something. What do they mean something? With the rabbanon, it's like she was your wife, and now you offer also to a kreivos. You can't marry their sisters. You can't marry the kreivim. That's called yeish get acha get. The yeish maimer acha maimer. The same thing applies by maimer. If you made kedushin with one of your brother's wives, okay, midiraisa means nothing. Midiraisa kedushin is nothing by yivama. You have to make bia with them. So midiraisa, the second wife, is still zakuk libim to you. So therefore, if you give maimer to the second wife, it's also chal midirabona the din maimer, because she's still zakuk to you. So now midirabona is like you're married to both of them. So good, you can't live with either one of them. You have to. We'll soon see what you have to do. You have to give them both a get. But I call upon him, it's cool, you had relationships with both of them, and therefore both of them is considered like your wife, Midrabonin, that you also with all the Kraven. That's the Chacham Shita. That's the Chacham also agree, that when your brother had two wives, if you make a beer with one of them, that's it. You're Makayin de Mitzvah Yibum. The second wife has nothing to do with nothing to do with you anymore. She's not your Yavamer anymore. And again, our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Kiva Shita that Chai V'Lavin is not Topos Kedushin. So the second wife now is a Chai V'Lavin to you. Ein Acha B'Yeklum. If you do anything with the second one, is not Chal. And the same thing after Chalitza. If you gave one of your brother's wife Chalitza, that's it. If you raise the Chalitza to one helps, that they're finished, there's no more Zika. She now has no more relationship to you anymore. And now there's only a Lav of Layivna that you're not allowed to live with either one of them. And according to our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Kiva, that Chai V'Lav and Kedushin is that Chal, therefore V'Loi Acha Chalitza Kulum. If the Chalitza nothing is doing, if you make a Kedushin in the second one, it's not Chal, you don't have to give her get, nothing is doing after Chalitza. Now the Mishnah explains this. Ketzer, how does it work out? Ketzer. Also Maimah B'Yavimtoi. Let's say you made a Maimah with one of your brother's wives. Again, your brother died, he had two wives. So now the mitzvah yibum on one of them, and you went and made a maimer to one of them, v'nosan lo get, and then you gave her a get. So what's the locha? Tzricha mena chalitza. Still, you have to make chalitza. This is midiraisa. Because what you do so far, you gave maimer, you were mekadish one of them. Midiraisa, that means nothing midiraisa. You can't be mekadish yivama. You have to make bia. Midirabonin, the maimer means something. Midirabonin, you have kedushin with her. So what do you have to do now? You have to give her a get to take away the gedushin of the gedushin of the rabbanon of the maimer. But midiraisa, you start to give her a chalitza. She's still your yivama. You didn't do anything. That's the locha case that also maimer b'yivimta. If you give you one yivama maimer, or this could even be a case of lav dafka two wives. This could be the normal case. Your brother died and he only had one wife. So now, what does the other brother do if he gives a maimer? So what he has to do is v'nosan lo get, and he also gave her a get, he has three chamena chalitza. He has to have chalitza. Hmm. But as Rashi says, the chiddush here is though v'yimrotza lichnais layichnais. But if he wants to make bia, now he can't do it anymore. Since he gave her a get, his first he gave her minor, and then he gave her a get. Once you give her a get, midrabbanan, it's like you started chalitza, so you're not allowed to make yibum anymore. Therefore, what you have to do is give a chalitza. It's that's the chiddush in the Mishnah, tzricha men a chalitza. What about also minor? Let's say first you made minor with your brother's wife, and then the chalitza. You didn't make yibum, but you gave a chalitza. Good, okay, you're mekayim the mitzvah, the midiraisa, the chalitza helps, but still, the Mishnah says, tzricha menu get, you have to still give her get, because midrabonan, the first minor, was kedushin, so midrabonan, you're mekudish to her. Chalitza doesn't take away kedushin, chalitza only takes away the mitzvah, midiraisa of the zika, but not the kedushin of the rabbonan. Therefore, tzricha menu get, you still have to give her get to free her. What about also minor ball? Again, normal case, your brother died, one wife. First you gave the kedushin, and then you abol her. You did the mitzvah yibum. So Mishnah says, harei zuki mitzvosa. That's taka the mitzvah. Now we'll see in the Gemara that even though midiraisi, you don't have to do a minor. Midiraisi, you could just go ahead and make beer with them. But midirabonim, though, that's the nice thing to do. Midirabonim is a nice thing that first give a kedushin, don't just live with her right away, and then you make beer with her. The Mishnah says, harei zuki mitzvosa. This is the mitzvah. So Rashi speaks out, it means afsu mitzvah. This is also the mitzvah. But you did also the right thing here. If you wanted to, you could have just made bia, but now that you made minor first, that's also good. Afsu ki mitzvah. Now, what about nosan get? Let's say first you gave your brother's wife, you gave your yavama get. So midirais means nothing to get. You're not married to her. Midirais, you have to give either yibma chalitza. But midirabonim, though, get is like you started to make chalitza. So since you started to make chalitza, the din is now, you're not allowed to be miyabim anymore. Now, also, nosan get, you gave her a get. The yosa maimer, and afterwards you made maimer kedushin with her. The locher is tzricha get. You have to give her now another get to take away the maimer. With the rabbonin, the maimer is kedushin. So you have to give her a get to take that away. The chalitza, you also have to give a chalitza. Because midiraisa, she's still yivama. Midiraisa, the get and the minor means nothing. So you still have to give a chalitza. But yibum, you can't do anymore. Since you gave her a get, midirabon, it's like you started chalitza, you can't be miyavmer anymore. Mishnah says, Vaita, nosan get, let's say first you gave her yivama get. Ubal, then like you did it chorus in Aveira now, that you made bia right away. But since with Rabbanan you gave her a get, you're not allowed to make bia. You have to give the chalitza. So what's the din? The din is tzricha get. You have to give her a get right now. Because even though Boal, you made bia with her, which is a kedushin, which midiraisa taka, now she is your wife. As midiraisa, the first get means nothing. So Boal, when you made yibum with her right now, she's your wife completely, 100%. So therefore tzricha get. Like midiraisa, you have to give her a get now. Because she's your wife. V'chalitza. Midrabbanan, though, you have to give the chalitza, though, in this case. Because since you first gave her a get, so midrabbanan is like you started chalitza, that you're not allowed to make yibum. So if the rabbanan wants you to give a chalitza, if you have to give a chalitza. What about nosan get? Let's say you gave your brother's wife, you gave the yavama a get. V'cholatz. And then you gave a chalitza. So that's also finished. The din is, ein acha chalitza klum. That's it. Nothing else after chalitza. Once you gave a chalitza, that's it. And the case is nafkamina. We'll see in the Gemara in a case where your brother had two wives. So if you gave one of them chalitza, that's it. Ein acha chalitza klum. You can't do anything more after chalitza. Whatever you do to the second wife means nothing. What about cholatz v'yosa maimer? Let's say you made chalitza, and then you also made maimer. So you made, first you gave chalitza, cholatz v'yosa maimer, and then you made maimer. Nosan get, so Rashi learns it means oy nosan get, or else you gave a get after chalitza. These are all different cases. Cholatz, the first you gave chalitza. Now v'yosa maimer, then you gave a kedushin rabbon, or else nosan get, then you gave her a get. Ubal, or else you had the bia. So the klal is, since you gave chalitza first, ein acha chalitza klum, all these things mean nothing. And Rashi says, "Oy bolach chalitza, ein eklum. All these things means nothing. Could the Tani to say, "Ein achachalitza klum"? Shein maimer rubia toifsim bolach chalitza.
Because once you gave the Yavama Chalitza, that's it. Midiraisa, you took away the Zika, and now there's a law not to live with her anymore. Kivan Shalai Bona, Shuvla Yivna. Since you didn't make Bia first, you're not allowed to live with her anymore. And again, like Rashi says, we were said that our Mishnah Krebi Kiva, our Mishnah goes according to Krebi Kiva, that those Vachai, Velavin, Kedushin is not Chal. So therefore, once you gave the Chalitza, now she's a Chai Velavin to you, the Maimim means nothing, the Bia means nothing, and the Get means nothing. You don't have to do anything else. What about the Mishnah says, Oy, Boal, let's say first you made Bia, so you Miyabim her, V'yosa Maimer, and now, with one Yevama, you Miyabim. When your brother died, he had two wives. One wife you made be, you mekayim the mitzvah. Now, the yosa maimer, then with the second wife you gave a maimer, or else no son get, the cholatz, or else you gave a chalitza, the klal is ein acha chalitza klum. That's going back to the ratio that once you give chalitza, nothing help, nothing happens afterwards, and the same thing on the safe after diya. Since you made diya with the first one first, you're mekayim the mitzvah yibum. Now there's a lav on the second one. Is the same klal ein acha bia klum. After the made bia on the first one, the second one now is a chayv lavin to you. So according to Rabbi Kiva, nothing happens with her. If you make maima with her, you give her get, you give her chalitza. None of it is chal. It's like you didn't do it. And therefore, if you want to marry her kravim has still mutter to you.